This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the very existence of this broadcast, remember, is something that the global establishment that is not looking out for you wants off the air. Because they know that we're actually tracking their plan, their diabolical post-human world that's so horrible that most people can't believe it, so they won't look into it. But once you look into it, you find out indeed that this is the ultimate power trip. How do you finally conquer the world, which no one can ever do or maintain control of? Well, end humanity as we know it. Build a virtual matrix cage. Destroy the family. Turn humans into the equivalent of biological programmable androids. Or just make humans obsolete regardless. That's my main message. It's what we're fighting against. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Mike Adams is an accomplished writer, researcher, huge testing lab owner. I've known him 16, 17 years. But he's also a computer and software engineer, very respected one. When he called me yesterday morning, I believed him, but I went and checked myself, reminding myself of some of the researches. I'm not a computer engineer or a software engineer. And so what he said was true. Google claims quantum supremacy was the Forbes article on DrudgeReport.com, making a major milestone in computing. And so I went and researched what Mike was telling me, and it's absolutely true. His big articles are up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, as well as his site where they came from, that's NaturalNews.com. Why Google's quantum supremacy means end of encryption security for cryptocurrency, then military finance, and personal communications. And that's exactly what it means. Talk about a singularity. This is the equivalent of a singularity in encryption. Now, I'm sure they'll find some way to work around it, but for how long? Because it's exponential. Talk about power of the gods in Greek mythology. This is it. We're going to be looking at every angle of that. He joins us at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, in studio. Now, this is not getting any news coverage in the U.S. that I've seen. It's incredible footage. It's been out since Friday morning. I didn't even know about it until Saturday morning. Footage inside million-person concentration camps and footage of 600 people being led away to be executed. Now, this is confirmed to be real footage from a drone, a civilian drone. But undoubtedly probably someone in the Chinese government that thinks this is wrong. There were even folks that thought Mao killing 60 million of his own people, and even more got killed after that. I said 115 million, the Chinese government says. So this is unbelievable, being led away to their executions. That's coming up. Remember, they said political power grows out of a barrel of a gun. Mao took all the guns away, because there were actually a lot of folks that had guns in China before that. The rest is history, as you all know. Surprise, surprise, Jeffrey Epstein, now it's coming out, was drugging the women for mind control. That's mainstream news. We'll be getting into that. Of course, you heard that here 12 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. Obviously, Iran is saying they're not behind the cruise missile attacks on Saudi oil fields that crippled all of the spare production of the planet, half of Saudi production overall. And that is creeping towards major war. Then you've got Biden and his son and the gas company, the $4 billion company, and the millions his son got, and all the rest of it. We're going to go over all of that because the media bit on this for a reason. They didn't misstep into, oh, wait, well, if Trump was telling foreign leaders to go after Biden, somehow that's illegal. It's not. Oh, well, this will hurt Biden just as bad. The Democrats want that. They're trying to replace him now with Elizabeth Warren, as we told you a long time ago. And then Hillary's supposed to come in the wings of that. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what she's planning, and now you see that being said in the news. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way we win is you spread those links. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Remember, in defiance of the Democratic Party, in defiance of Hollywood, in defiance of Hillary's official law firms on the East and West Coast, filing more than 30 lawsuits against us, 21 of which have been thrown out in an attempt to shut us down. We are still here, and America is still kicking as well. All right, let me dive right into the news and information first. This quantum computing supremacy that Google announced on Friday is no joke. And Mike Adams is going to be in here, computer and software engineer, at the bottom of the hour to break down just what this computing can do on record. And I'm really surprised that Forbes broke this via Google and then other people didn't pick up on how seismic it is. This is a pre-singularity. If you believe in the singularity theater, the theory of a total unification of all information and life when some supercomputer omnipresence is born, well, then there'll be many singularities along the way. Well, this is a big one, but I don't think it's going to be what you'd call a pre-tremor of the singularity. Is going to be something a little bit different than that. And well, we're going to break it all down. But speaking of all encryption, private military corporate banking, cryptocurrency, every type, already beginning to be broken with this system, and soon it'll be broken in mere seconds. Yes, my friends, this is a big, big deal. But there are ways to defeat it. If you simply have systems that aren't connected to this and that are organic, the best AI now and in the future cannot mimic organic systems. That's why the EU and others want to ban memes. It's because the AI can't pick it up and track it and control it. It can't tell what's a joke and what isn't. It can't tell what a composite of images are. Humans get the humor, get the coded meaning. And the brain is happy and laughs because it's able to understand it. That's true electrochemical quantum. The imperfection is the perfection. Now, that's coming up in the bottom of the hour, fourth segment. There is so much more to get to geopolitically, so much to get into in the economy, so much to get to with that all of fake global greenhouse hysteria with the school children being let out of the public schools all over the country to run around and lecture their parents. And it's all a giant scam for corporations to get trillions in government taxpayer money to build green initiatives that actually burn more carbon than fossil fuel driven cars and machines. because it took carbon to create the electricity to begin with. And they've got the equations. But what is it all about when Greta Thunberg and all these people lecture us? Well, that's a Maoist revolution. It's getting the youth all hyped up and angry and following the state and bossing their parents around. And now when you tune into CNN or MSNBC or you watch high school programming and middle school programming, it's your parents don't know best. It's time to rise up and teach them about guns. Take the guns. It's time to know that the family's a bad unit. It's time to take the microchip. That's in Time Life for Kids. 15 years ago, I held the Time Life magazine for kids and showed it on air, saying, your parents are fools. They belong to an old era. They're idiots. You will take the chip by the time you're an adult. And now, 15 years later, Elon Musk announces starting in 2020, millions of people will be able to go get not just brain chips, but a bunch of wires put in your brain. And you'll get all the perks and you'll be cool and you'll be the superhuman. But really, you'll just be a wired up idiot gerbil, a grand falloon that everyone's bowing and scraping to because you're like the emperor who has no clothes on but believes he's wearing new clothes. Yes, the emperor's new clothes. Only royals can see the beautiful gold fabric. Only people of high caliber. Only great intellects. Well, the king saw that he was naked in his underwear, but they kept spinning him these beautiful yarns, and everyone else saw that there was nothing there, but they didn't want to be the ones to say it. It would be embarrassing. The king might have you executed. And so finally, he's at a grand parade in his underwear, and a two-year-old steps forward and says, the emperor is naked. Out of the mouths of babes. And everyone begins laughing at the emperor, and the whole fraud collapses in around itself. Going green means big bucks for corporations, but a lot of these campaigns are bunk. Even USA Today told the truth. Yeah, bankrupted. Spain was a great economy 10 years ago. Now they're 40% unemployment. Corporate America's found a way to turn a profit off being green. All the government funding, Yahoo Finance. Meanwhile, let's go to the heart of the matter. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China, taps out of global climate strike. Well, they didn't tap out. There's 167 countries, a couple hundred other little sub-districts and autonomous ethnic and religious zones. But there's 167, 68 or so functioning, recognizable governments. And only 15, last time I checked, are even trying to adopt greenhouse carbon taxes. And it's Australia, New Zealand, some areas of Europe, the UK, and the United States and Canada. That's it. China makes zero. Oh, but you know that they spend billions. Last number I saw was $500 billion has been spent by governments and institutions the last 30 years pushing the global carbon tax. Because you do that, you got to tax on all energy, all actions, and you got to have systems to monitor and track it all. And that's the real power, because you can shut down who you don't want. So India with 1.2 billion people, and China with 1.4 billion, they make zero carbon cuts. Gas, oil, coal, and they've got dirty factories with no controls, especially China. They do it on purpose. They build dozens of new power plants a month. We tear down dozens and dozens a week until Trump got in. They shut down half our coal power plants. We had the cheapest electricity in the world until Obama got in. He said, you can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. And Joe Biden says, no fossil fuels of any type for America. Well, it's already, electricity is already four times cheaper in China than it is in the U.S. So one reason factories go there. And no environmental standards and no regulations. Our coal plants put nothing out but water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Totally clean. We have the biggest clean coal deposits in the world. But, oh, Clinton signed an executive order blocking 6 million acres of it in Utah so that we can't use it. You don't have to put scrubbers on it. It's so clean, you don't even need scrubbers on it. It burns perfectly. Enough was there to run us at current rates for over 100 years. Everything off that one area. So, when you read about China not allowing any demonstrations, but here you're told, leave class, go out, as a student, demand your parents take action, demand all the coal plants are shut down, all the gas plants are shut down, and hydroelectric's bad. That could hurt fish. Total bull. And now the left wants our dams torn down, hydroelectric, totally clean. Because Greta Thunberg, she came here from Europe, and she doesn't want to die. She says the world's all over, but Obama built a $14 million palace right on the beach in Martha's Vineyard, and they all do. And remember back in 2003, Al Gore said within 10 years, all the coastal cities will be flooded. Of course, they weren't. Sea levels stay the same, but they don't care. It's a known scam beating us over the head. Where the globalists own China, they move to China, then they don't let anybody else have a plant. When Paul Watson's parents sold their house after decades working in a steel knife plant, and Sheffield Steel, you know, British Steel, was based there, shipped to India because they weren't allowed to operate. See how it works? And China makes zero cuts, does nothing, but then funds us to shut off our power and laughs. It's a military attack. It's a plan to deindustrialize us. It's a plan to emasculate our men. It's all stated by the Carnegie Endowment. And they've done it. And at the last minute, we're waking up and saying, no!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I told you this a year ago. We're going to queue it up and have a next segment. Hillary Clinton in British odds making, which is almost always dead on. They had Trump winning before he won 3.5 years ago. This is when they were having those bets even before the election. And then people that bet on Trump won big. They are saying that Hillary is the number one odds to be the Democratic nominee. Now, she still thinks she's going to be, and she still thinks she's going to swoop in with Elizabeth Warren. I told you that almost a year ago, and I'm telling you that again now. I'm going to talk about it next segment. That does not mean she's going to run, but she still intends it and is still thinking about trying it. It's why the Democratic field has been so weak. But now it's on Fox News. Listen, it's Hillary directing trying to take me off the air. It's Hillary directing all the major censorship. Hillary's still in control of her foundation, and they still see her as more powerful in government than Obama. There it is. UK gaming site has more bets for Hillary Clinton winning Dem nomination than anyone actually running. So we're going to cover that coming up, start of the next segment. And then Mike Adams is going to be in here. We're going to get into the whole quantum supremacy and the potential to break all encryption codes and how this is so fundamentally game-changing at a level not seen since the discovery of fire, the harnessing of electricity. I mean, this is going to be very disruptive to civilization, and just the military applications are staggering. But first, we're going to get into the race, get into the attack on the Second Amendment with Mike Adams. And then he's going to be hosting the last 30 minutes to really get in-depth, because the only way somebody can get in-depth here, I've gotten better about not interrupting, is that if I step away, I'll be here in the control room while he's on. But Mike Adams is as good as I am or better on air, and he's an engineer, and where he's going to have the floor on that particular subject. But he'll be with us next segment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I went out to a local shooting range with my son this morning, and I was shooting my semi-auto MP5 variant of an HK. It's actually a Zenith made in Turkey for a much lower price, but shoots just as good because I've shot full autos and regular HK MP5s. It's the same gun. But had a lot of fun with it, and the video's up on Infowars.com. But the reason that I wanted to play this is there's an article, a couple articles here I want to get to after we play this. UK bans photos of knives to help reduce fear of knives amid knife crime epidemic. And if you think I'm joking, up on Infowars.com, we can pull that article up. We have a screenshot of the actual newspapers in the UK saying, thank God, they're banning the image of knives. Now, think about that. First, they've moved to make you get a license to have a knife. I'm not kidding. They've passed that in some cities. There it is. Cops ban knife picks in case public's scared. But if you try to then just ban knives and now you ban their image, you see it's banning words. And once you let the government start restricting words, which the UK arrest 3,000 plus people a year for criticizing Islam alone, you live in a place beyond 1984. So that's out of major British newspapers. They're on screen. And the BBC is reporting it. The Sun, the Daily Telegraph, the Guardian are all reporting it like it's a good thing. Now, in case you think I'm joking, Here's an article. British politicians declare war on knives. London mayor unveils the jihadi new stop and frisk policy to enforce citywide knife ban. So you ship in Islamicists. England had one of the lowest crime rates in the world. You ship in millions and millions of Islamicist military-age men. You ship in tens of thousands of former ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters. You say they're rehabilitated. You give them free government housing. Then you have acid attacks, seven or eight every night. You have hundreds of stabbings. London has one of the highest crime rates in the world, mugging, stabbings. People are fleeing en masse. That's all over the news. And their answer is, we declare war on knives a few years ago and licenses for knives. Well, anybody can make a knife, and a criminal that's going to stab somebody doesn't follow the law. So they took all the guns 30 years ago. Their crime rate started going up. They imported people from third world nations that have crime rates way above ours. And then they wonder why things are getting so bad. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. UK bans photos of knives. The UK is a police state. The UK imprisons a lot of people I personally know for breaking that there are giant pedophile rings kidnapping kids by the thousands, And then when they're convicted and Tommy Robinson goes out front and asks them as they walk in for sentencing, well, you've been convicted, what do you think, which is totally legal, the courts arrest him and put him in jail for contempt of court because they said don't do that. Well, the court doesn't have that jurisdiction ever. But now it's happening in America. A man said, my ex-wife's a terrible person. She got the baby daughter. The little girl died a month later. The father said, I told the judge she shouldn't give her my daughter. Her blood is on her hands. The judge locked him up 2 weeks ago. He's still in jail in Detroit. So, oh, there goes your free speech. There goes your First Amendment. And that's where the free speech started, was in the UK in 1215. They had to win a war against the king to even have that power. And now it's been taken. And remember who said back in 1997, I saw the headline, BBC, Tony Blair declares war on Magna Carta, and they were so happy that he's getting rid of those basic rights. Well, you can't get rid of rights that already exist. So here I am exercising the evil Second Amendment out with my son, and my son put one clip out today. People went, wow, Jones is shooting bullseye at 25 yards. He's a great shot. Well, I went back to 50. Everybody's amazed. Only missed once. Wasn't even trying. So next week I'll go out to 100 with just an MP5, and I guess people want to see this. I'll shoot 1,000-yard bullseyes for you with a 338 Lapua. That'll be with you in the next few weeks. I'll go to a 1,000-yard range, and I'll do that for you. Here's the Second Amendment, folks. Real gun control is controlling your bullets.
Yeah, my pesky American friends. Under Chinese leader Mao and others, we kill over 100 million people. How we do that if you armed? Your government, why? United Nations, why? Government need power monopoly over the people. Now, this is an American white. We are going to take from you, dirty pigs. From you Americans, China and EU Hollywood from Beto. Take them, make you say, like we do in China with our death cams. China going to get your guns. You be slain soon.
And by the way, that's not a joke. When we come back, I'm going to show you footage that they admit's real of a million-person death camp and 600 people being prepared for execution. Also pull up Jamie White's article about it and show some of the Amnesty International photos of executions in case people are denying it. Because I get a lot of criticism from the controlled right when I criticize China. That's right. They go, oh, it's all Israel. Well, let's just say Israel's the devil. Can we now talk about our trade deficit with China, the South China Sea, and China funding the Democrats in Hollywood? Because I'm right, and it's a major threat. We're going to deal with China when we come back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol Powered Can't Miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Meanwhile, a British betting site is taking wagers on who will be the nominee, and more bets are on Hillary than any of the other candidates. Her odds are 20 to 1, or in Biden math, gazillion to banana face. So, it's not surprising that 38% say they're hoping someone new enters the race. So who would have the stuff to win? Well, not him. He dropped out. How did Trump take it?
And everyone is wondering when Kamala Harris is going to drop out, not even polling at 1% now with all of her fakeness. But the media tried to put her out there like Beto and others as the savior. It shows that they can't get anything launched now. No one believes in them anymore. So they put out bigger and bigger hoaxes in a hope to just make us try to debunk the hoaxes, which you've got to do. When they come out and say fabulous lies about me personally that have no basis in truth, are 100% false with no evidence, I still have to respond because they'll put it in every newspaper in the country. You're like, well, I thought they have no power. No, when it's every newspaper and every news channel saying incredible lies about you, your family and people just hear it and still think it's true. So Mike Adams is here, software engineer, computer engineer, best-selling author, owns a major laboratory that tests foods and chemicals, and very respected at naturalnews.com, runs over 300 major sites, major food producer, supplement producer, all around Renaissance man, naturalnews.com. What would you call this period we're in where the New York Times calls it post-truth world but says that we're the ones that are lying? No. I mean, clearly it's the post-truth world, and I see it as them just basically trying to hang on, getting nastier and more dangerous every day, and they still haven't woken up to the fact that people don't believe them now, but there is still a large swath of zombies that do that are getting more radicalized. So what would you call this period?
Well, they've gone all in, of course, on the lies, and so they can't reverse course now. They have to keep going, and it's all going to blow up in their faces. The backlash has already begun, of course, but not to answer your question directly, but sort of indirectly about Hillary Clinton, I think the Democrats want a candidate that they can control once they're in the White House. So they can't have a candidate that can think for themselves, that can communicate clearly. I mean, Joe Biden's perfect because his neurology is an empty vessel that can just be filled with whatever lies and falsehoods they want. I mean, Joe Biden is almost a placebo president if he were to be elected. They can put anything they want, stuff his brain with anything. But, of course, the downside to that is Biden or someone like him, like a Hillary Clinton, could never beat Trump in a debate because they can't think for themselves. So all they've got, Alex, is to push the lies and censor the truth. And that's why we're all censored, and that's why the lies are doubling down and tripling down right now. I don't know what you call it. But it's malicious, and it's going to blow up in their faces very soon. That's my take.
Well, what you just said is beyond key. Their ongoing expansion of disinformation and planetary informational inversion cannot succeed in any way if there's anyone able to challenge the emperor's new clothes. And so that's why we're seeing draconian mass manipulation of communications. We're already seeing text messages that they rewrite. We're already seeing everything we do, even in private messages, being reported. I mean, we've already entered the Orwellian universe squared. It's just the public still thinks they're living in a free country. And Trump's trying to challenge this, but it's such a corporate sneak attack on humanity of the last 40 years, moving everything to China, breaking down the family, lowering the IQ, poisoning the population. Now they admit, yes, we're adding things to jet fuel and aerosolizing the atmosphere to save you. NBC News, ABC News. So there's a coming out right now. They denied all it before. Now they're just coming out with a lot of it, too.
It's extraordinary. I ask everyday people all the time, are you aware that the environmentalists are calling for the pollution of the planet in order to block the sun, shut down photosynthesis, and basically stop what they call global warming? Almost no one is aware of it, Alex, even though, of course, it's out in the public. You know, CNBC did a big video about it. It was an infomercial for chemtrails. Bill Gates is funding it. You know, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation is funding it. Harvard scientists are running it. It's called Project Scopex. It's out in the open. Still, the public has seemingly very little awareness that this is an issue. Meanwhile, we are left.
Hit pause. Back that up.
Yeah.
Back that up to the last guy. I want you to read that. Global Atmospheric Governance. They already have treaties.
Yeah.
They have it all. Show the director of Global Atmospheric Governance. No, this is all in your face, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be run by 12-year-old German girls named Greta, who are going to lecture to us about science when they have no knowledge of atmospheric science whatsoever.
So none of this exists, but now Andy Parker, Project Director, Solar Radiation Management, Global Governance. Back it up again and pause it, please.
Yep.
Again, we knew about the Nobel Prize in 92. We knew about the aerosol spraying, how it's put in the jet fuel and then aerosolized by the patents. We had all the Department of Energy admissions. We had the top scientists that defected on. And then they just go, oh, he's crazy, you're crazy. And they're spraying toxins that kill plants germinating and that literally stop photosynthesis. And that if you were trying to terraform to kill the planet, you would do this. This is not terraforming. This is goth farming. Now, what's the Latin for death? Toss farming.
I call it geogenocide. That's what I think it is. It's killing the planet. And understand, too, Alex, they're also killing the photosynthesis capabilities of phytoplankton, which is the food web for the oceans.
And remember, they're on air telling us. You've written detailed scientific papers with all the links and the admissions.
Yes.
They go, chemtrails don't exist because that's not the name. It's the high-altitude, you know, geospatial spraying programs. I mean, I've played the CIA director admitting they're doing it. And then we're sitting here warning you, so we're banned because the scientific elite don't want a discussion about this until right now. Why do you think they're suddenly admitting it and rolling it out? I think we heard them pretty bad.
Well, they play this game where they deny one thing, and then the moment they admit that, they've already moved on to something else that they deny. So there are multiple kill vectors that are happening at a global scale. Geoengineering / chemtrails is one kill vector. They've already moved on to the 5G kill vector, and they deny that that's harmful.
Even though the main studies say it gives you cancer.
Right. One day they'll admit that, but they will have moved on to another kill vector. And, of course, you've got, you know, herbicides, pesticides. You've got a little.
And they don't care if there's lawsuits because they get immunity to vaccine makers, immunity
right
to the water company. Like California passes laws that you can't have 1/1,000,000th in the air of something like lead, which there's more of that in apple. But then they say you can dump hydrofluorosilicic acid,
right,
you know, at billions of parts per million into the water that kills you and brain damages you. It's all a sick joke.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, so-called environmentalism has collapsed into quack science today. Again, it's the environmentalists that say that they want to pollute the sky, pollute the entire planet. But there's something critical about this, Alex. You know how in vaccines, you have to give consent to be injected with a vaccine, although in California they're trying to do it at gunpoint soon.
Aluminum thimerosal.
But you have to at least, you know, show up and submit your shoulder to be injected.
But not with chemtrails.
With chemtrails, they need no consent. They can pollute the entire planet, and they don't even need permission from the United States government because they can launch these planes that spray this from any country. So all they need is a runway in some third world country, pay off that dictator. They can launch, you know, the calcium carbonate or you know, any other pollutant. It's called stratospheric aerosol injection, and it spreads across the entire planet like a massive volcanic eruption.
By the way, I've talked to a lot of top media people. They know it's all true. They go, I can't say their names, but off record, they go, I'm scared for my family. I plan to move to New Zealand or somewhere. I know you're right. Good luck. I mean, it's just good luck. Bye-bye. And the general public is like, and all our kids being marched out and brainwashed out of public schools and schools last Friday saying cut our carbon when coal plants put out what plants breathe.
And plants need carbon. And by the way, we are carbon-based life. All life on Earth is carbon-based life. So when AOC says something like decarbonizing, she wants to decarbonize the planet. She's talking about destroying humans. That's the annihilation of humans. We're carbon-based life. And so carbon is essential for all plants in the food web. You cut out carbon, as these children are being brainwashed to say, you collapse the global ecosystem. And by the way, you can't escape to Australia or New Zealand because the skies are going to be dimmed there.
And by the way, let's just cut to the chase. You're here to get into quantum computing and this giant announcement that's so huge and where this is all going. We'll do that next hour. But we got to talk about bottom line. You got to be honest with yourself, folks. If you do a real mathematical or historical or military analysis of this, something real bad's running. There's something real anti-human. They're all over the news saying the post-human era is here. Okay, something big's about to happen. I'm getting chills. But first, let's look at Chinese death camps that are mainstream news in Europe and not on the news here. We'll show you the video straight ahead.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on the Sunday podcast. Well, the average person watches Bread and Circuses today and enjoys themselves. They've been working hard. We don't blame them. Sits back in their easy chair having a beer. At least 20 governments of the world have thousands of aircraft in the air, spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and radioactive isotopes in the atmosphere. We've been hammering this for 20-plus years. Now, suddenly, they're declassifying that it's been ongoing under the name of research, and now they're going full operational for planetary control of the atmosphere with extremely toxic elements. Mike Adams is an engineer who's researched this deeply, written hundreds of articles about it, and produced news pieces. And I want you to define this system, this program that we're facing.
Well, I call it geogenocide, Alex. And it's a multi-vector, multifaceted plan to really eliminate most humans. And this is openly admitted by the globalists, but they have so many different vectors to do it. They have soft kill vectors and hard kill vectors. This is key to understand. For a long time, I think they thought they could get away with a soft kill vector, which is infertility, through vaccines and through the food supply and through heavy metals exposure, things like that. But there's been so much resistance due to mostly the independent media, you know, InfoWars and others who have sounded the alarm, and basically grassroots resistance groups in places like California that are coming up and fighting against vaccine mandates. So what I think really happened, Alex, is that they shifted from soft kill vectors to hard kill, where they don't need your consent any longer. And that's geogenocide with Project Scopex. Pollute the skies, block the sun, shut down photosynthesis, demolish the global food webs, leading to mass starvation, famine, basically the four horses.
And then as the Soylent Green collapse happens in the oceans, which they previewed in the 70s, yep, then they'll say it's us doing it. They'll organize a global government around fixing the collapse, which yes, they've engineered.
They will double down on polluting the skies, claiming that the food crops are collapsing because of climate change, even when it's them who are causing it, by the way. So they'll double down on the pollution or triple down on the pollution, and they'll continue to do this until basically the biosphere is collapsed and dead, and human civilization, the survivors are the globalists who are going to go underground into their food.
And that's in their own admissions. And it's critical to understand, by only focusing on carbon dioxide as part of the life cycle, oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight, it's a sick joke from the genetic engineering, the overfishing, the toxic waste dumping, the releasing all these genetically engineered microorganisms that are taking over the biosphere. You're worried about invasive species from another country? How about these invasive GMOs? And they know damn well what they're doing. Then you turn on all the 5G covering every square foot of the West that gives you cancer, that kills honeybees, that mutates plants and animals. We are in the middle of a giant experiment, ladies and gentlemen, being carried out by transhumanists that believe on our ashes they're building the new man.
And it's pretty clear where they intend to focus this effort. Remember when Bernie Sanders said in that CNN town hall, I think it was on September
1st, we have to get rid and abort the brown people.
Yeah, pretty much. He was all in favor of depopulation in marginal nations, mostly nations populated by brown and black people. Well, guess what? The Scopex project and blocking the sun, shutting down photosynthesis, the greatest impact will be on food crops that are grown in marginal soils in developed
And that's why Beto says, in the next few years, he talks like Bernie, all the crops are going to collapse, global warming, they'll all be, it's true, because they're collapsing.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
They are doing it.
Which the CIA director we played last week says, we can use this to kill whole countries' crops. Well, they
yes,
are.
Yeah, no, it's the complete weaponization of not just the food supply.
Remember the CIA released locusts and moths before on Latin America.
Oh, yeah, they've run biological experiments many times over. But this is a global kill system. And it means that, by the way, if you don't have a year's supply of food, not just seeds, because you won't be able to sprout the seeds, you won't be able to grow the crops because the
now, let's be clear, they're accelerating it, they're testing it, and then when the third world collapses and rushes us, they'll use that to implode our economy and then use those people that are permanent refugees as the new voting bloc to end the West that could have been the ladder to build up the rest of the planet. Once we industrialize, people only have two children, that stabilizes population. Instead, they're using the overbloom of the third world as a weaponized population to then force what's left of the West to then adopt and accept the extermination plan of the third world. Then we sign on to the exterminism, which is the actual master plan.
The big long-term plan, as you mentioned, really is to pull the plug, pull the kill switch on the whole planet. But in the interim, as you mentioned, they plan to weaponize third world populations as migrants to sweep in and crush the freedoms.
And let's be clear, I told people this 25 years ago from their writings, they believe humanity must die for the, quote, new age man, they quote it in Latin in NBC News last month, to rise. But if you get deeper, though, the whole planet is seen as like an egg, and this thing is supposed to emerge from it. This is a cult that says the earth must die so they can rise. Well, that's Satan's ultimate trick.
Yeah, it is. And don't forget, the AI systems are being constructed and rolled out as well. And by the way, AI combined with robotics will make much of the migrant labor obsolete, which will cause you'll have the existence of all these migrants that came into America, you know, to pick crops and wash floors and some of these low-end jobs, suddenly they will no longer be needed by the globalists because the AI robotic systems will replace them. So you're talking about mass unemployment and even revolution among the migrants who were brought here in order to, you know, take down America, but they're going to be even annihilated by the globalists.
Folks, we need to have a planetary debate by the people about all this. And when I tell you all this, I know I sounded crazy, 25 years ago when I first got on air, and I know I sounded crazy when I would read from a book that was put out the year I was born 45 years ago by a man who later became the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. He talks about fluoride in the water to lower IQ and fertility. Now, this was all done, and America has a very low IQ now on average. I mean, if you were going to be a genius at 150, 160, you know, you're down at 120. For people that were going to be just 100, you're 80. For people that were going to be about 90, you're mentally retarded now at a 70. And you go out there, most people are borderline mentally retarded. They're morons. And this is a chemical war. You want to capture people? They could never beat America. You think it's just communists that said they wanted to weaken the American male and break up the family? That was globalists running Russia and China doing that. China executes you if you try to break up the family or if you try to promote sex with children or trans this or that. Because they say it's a plan to weaken the U.S. They already have control of their people as slaves. And all of this is to make us weak so we can be totally conquered. And you go out there, people revel in being followers. They revel. I mean, I was around some people today. I'll leave it at that. Later in the afternoon on some business I had to take care of. And they were reminding me how Ralph Smith, the head of Hyde Park Baptist Church, the biggest church in Austin at that time, took a flu shot 5 years ago and was paralyzed the next day. And the doctor said, you have Guillain-Barré's, and he almost died. He lived a few years and did die from it. He wrote a book about it. Now, I remember that was all over Texas news when it happened. He even told his congregation, don't take the flu shot. They got mad at him in the news. Very respected guy, Ralph Smith. I spent 1 hour today. I was at this business meeting, and one of the guys said, oh, whatever about the vaccines, you're full of it. I went and got the flu shot today because I just turned 60. And I said, oh, because they told you it protects you. I said, they've never guessed the right mutation. It gives you an increased chance in Canadian studies of getting the next flu. The other person at the table goes, you're right. The only time I got the flu was when I took the flu shot twice in a row. And I said, yeah. And he got mad. And then the other individual, it was three business people I was meeting with, lawyers. The other one goes, well, don't quote me, but you remember the big preacher who basically died from it. I went home and spent an hour on my computer trying to find Ralph Smith, Hyde Park Baptist. Now, it used to be the top link. Ralph Smith would be his book. Google has it hidden. I went 50 pages in. I went over to DuckDuckGo, found it right away. The level of control, Mike, is staggering.
Well, absolutely. That's why we're all silenced, because, number one, we have the facts on our side. We know history. Have you noticed the dumbing down of the science reporting in the mainstream media? It's like they've all become scientifically illiterate.
I have CBS saying mercury's good for children's brains.
Yeah, and they say carbon dioxide is a pollutant. You know, it's the greening molecule for life on Earth.
And if you liquefy the whole atmosphere of what we have, it's less than an inch on the surface.
Wow. That would if you just turned it all to liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's a trace gas.
It's a very...
What is it, like 0 point? I mean, it's barely in the atmosphere.
Well, I don't know how thick it is. I know that the density altitude on Earth is a lot less.
Yeah, let's look at... What's sea level density? Look up sea level... carbon dioxide.
It's 408 parts per million carbon dioxide right now.
408 parts per million.
Yeah, that's it. It's barely.
And without that, bye bye.
That's right. The whole planet would die.
And all the studies show how much higher was it millions of years ago? Much higher.
It was over 10,000 parts per million.
And then reportedly, that's why the plants grew so fast. There was more oxygen.
Yeah, frankly, in the age of the dinosaurs, the Earth was more lush. It was more green. The oceans were higher. Which means you have bigger oceans. I don't know why the globalists today, they want a frozen, dead planet with smaller oceans and fewer plants and less green. But that's what they're called.
All the studies show that carbon dioxide cleans the Earth.
Well, carbon dioxide is the life molecule.
We're going to start the second hour. We're behind. I want to get to your huge quantum computing, the Google announcement. It's not hype, folks. You can break all encryption. Already is breaking much of it. Huge developments. But we're going to get into the Chinese death camps first. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's all being announced. It's like, oh,
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.